every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning, y'all.
Well, I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy song.
Picture yourself on that horseback.
Has been sung 100 times before.
Riding with the sunrise in your back through the Red Rock country of Sedona. Wouldn't that be a great way to spend this morning?
And I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living. I'm happy and I'm free.
Yeah!
Just listen to the wind.
Oh, you're getting braver. Get two stanzas out of there, two lines.
Do you think the horses can feel the vortexes too?
Yeah. Probably.
A great big
Probably better than you.
A great big Arizona good morning to all of our Arizona homeowners. And we state at the beginning of the show, every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years. We ought to restate that. We want to be every Arizona homeowner. We don't know that we are, but we want to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Regardless what you've got to do around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we hope you'll first think of Rosie on the House as the number one, best, greatest, most reliable resource of information and service providers for you, the Arizona homeowner. We deliberately do not go outside the state of Arizona. We stay right here in the great state of Arizona.
That's our mission statement. I think the entire staff, we have 11 on Rosie on the House staff, and they all want to be that as well.
They do. Well, Super Bowl's over. Waste Management Open is over.
Double.
That was just last week.
I know. You know, we live in that area, and the day afterwards is like, wow, where did everybody go? I thought that was a holiday I missed.
Well, what's your take on the Super Bowl? I thought it was a pretty darn good game. I thought that was a pretty good football game.
I think I caught like the last 3 minutes.
That was it.
That was it.
Okay.
Well, sometimes it's
such
a
great
blowout.
Ending.
Yeah. It was a great whole game, back and forth, lots of suspense.
It was. Do you remember any commercial other than the Tide commercial? That's the only one I remember.
I like the one with Manning, which
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Eli Manning.
I think it was Eli.
Dancing.
Yeah, dancing. It was supposed to be like, movie. Can't remember which one.
All right.
Made a real impression.
I know, but it was cute though. It was fun because it was kind of self-deprecating. It was cute. But I don't know what they were selling.
Well, I'm glad the way it turned out. I really am.
Yep.
That's your little U of A quarterback, Mr. Nick Foles, pulled it off as the MVP of the game. Had a great game. I have to say, I was particularly disappointed with Mr. Belichick and Mr. Brady stomping off the field without shaking one competitor's hand.
Ooh.
How small does that make you? How small does that make you?
Poor little feelings were hurt.
You know, and I had people call me after the Vikings miraculously beat the Saints.
You're going to bring that up
in the last play of the game. Oh, but I had people call me and say, you know, the camera was on Drew Brees. And he was walking around that field shaking every Vikings hand he could find.
Mm. Amen to that.
You know, he was clear-eyed, he was upright, and he was congratulating them on just a great football game.
It's called character.
Well, you know, they say Tom Brady's a really good guy. I don't know. But they had a weak moment there at the end of that Super Bowl, that's for sure. So the Super Bowl is over. Waste Management Open is over. So what is there to do now?
Oh, my gosh. Where
look
do you start?
The calendar.
Tis the season
look
in Arizona.
Look at the calendar.
Actually,
man.
Stuff that attracts my interest now.
We got a lot going this very weekend.
All that other stuff just clutters up the road. It is the Gold Rush Days in Wickenburg, 70th annual.
That's
we'll
a great event.
We'll be up there at 2 o'clock to catch the start of the Senior Pro Rodeo up at the Wickenburg Rodeo Grounds. The kids are out there. Most of yesterday, they've got festivals and rides. And
you got Parada going on in Scottsdale, right? Gold Rush Days in Wickenburg.
And then next weekend, Tucson's Mexican rodeo.
Well, it's the La Fiesta de los Vaqueros in Tucson, and then in Casa Grande that same weekend.
That's a huge rodeo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you? Okay. I'll try to catch that one year. And then in Casa Grande, it's the Cowboy Days in Odom Tash, which is the Native Indian.
Oh, nice.
Rodeo.
Is that one in Tucson a true Mexican rodeo? Because their events are a lot different, and it's actually extremely entertaining.
I don't know. I haven't read the whole thing.
Oh,
sorry.
They've got girls that'll get side saddle and run in figure eights and these patterns, and it's incredible horsemanship.
It is a little bit different. So lots of rodeos this weekend. You know, we're sitting here in the studio this morning eating Cajun boudin and Cajun biscuits and Cajun coffee, and we're glad you're joining us here at Rosie on the House. A couple of the other things we've got coming up in the great state of Arizona over the next few coming weekends. If you like to get outdoors with your family, I couldn't encourage you enough to mark these two weekends in March. March 3rd and 4th is the Tres Rios Festival. Go to TresRiosNatureFestival.com. It is a perfect event to bring kids out to that you can learn how to. There's free access to canoes, to kayaks, to paddle boards. There's people out there to teach you archery. There's people out there to teach you fishing, bird watching, hiking. There's lots of different food, burgers, fry bread. There's a beer garden for the adults. It's hands-on exhibits, and just check it out, TresRiosNatureFestival.com.
They had a great turnout last year. Didn't they have to cancel?
No, last year they were flooded.
But they rescheduled, right?
Then they rescheduled, and it just never, the year
before. It's hard to do that.
It's hard to do that. Yeah, but if you remember, last winter was one of the wettest winters we'd seen in Arizona in decades.
Seems like a lifetime ago.
And the water was rolling down the river underneath the bridge at the Tempe border. And Tres Rios was actually about 4 feet underwater. So it got postponed about 6 weeks. And when they ended up having it, they ended up having a great event. I think right now there is little to no chance of the event being flooded out March 3rd and 4th of this year. So y'all mark that on your calendar. And then later in the month, March 24th, many of you go to this. This is a huge event. Arizona Game and Fish Department has the Outdoor Expo. It's the largest hands-on outdoor recreation expo in Arizona, and it is a fantastic family event. That's March 24th and 25th out at the Ben Avery Arizona Game and Fish headquarters. So there's just a few things that we've got going on that we'd like to share with y'all so y'all can get out there and enjoy this great state of Arizona. Got a packed show today. We're going to shine the light a little bit here this morning in the 7 o'clock hour on the beautiful little hamlet of Sedona, Arizona. At 8 o'clock, we've got John Eisenhower coming in, talking trees.
We do, and we'll be talking about pruning now that we're getting past the, I won't say winter this time, but the
really
the shorter day season. It'll be time to start pruning trees, especially your citrus and some of the evergreens. I got an update here. The Los Vaqueros is actually a PRCA rodeo, so it's one that's
traditional.
Yeah, it's got the seven events that you would watch at the National Finals Rodeo at the end of the year.
All right, so, okay.
That's from Christy Davis from the Arizona Farm Bureau is keeping us
checking on you. All right. So 8 o'clock, we've got John Eisenhower talking trimming trees. 9 o'clock, of course, it'll always be open hour where you can call us with whatever project you're trying to get done. And we'll guide you through that project with our experience and tricks and tips of the trade. I also have an APS rate issue update at 9 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. And at 10 o'clock, we'll be talking about friendly pests you introduce into your yard to eat the bad pests. Integrated pest management.
I think that's friendly critters, not pests. If they help you out, they're not pests.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. Ladybugs are not pests.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Very good. So with all that said, that's what we've got packed into today's program for you here this Saturday morning, your weekend wake-up call, your weekend happy place. But like I said, we'll be talking Sedona here in the next couple segments. And I've got an old acquaintance who I've actually known for a long, long time. And he has relocated to Sedona, and he's kind of the unofficial spokesman of the Sedona Chamber of Commerce. He was a drywaller here in the valley, and very good at it. And then he got into another trade hobby that led into another trade hobby, and now he has a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous art gallery in Tlacopaque, right underneath the Bell. It's one of the feature galleries of all Sedona. The man's name is Ken Rowe, and we've got Ken joining us here right after this next break, talking to you as a longtime Sedona resident about things you ought to know that are just one block off of Main Street, that one secret little hangout, the best of the little art galleries, the best of the little restaurants and coffee shops, the best of the little hikes that maybe aren't in every single tourist publication that's picked up at every single road stop throughout Arizona. So he'll be here talking to us about Sedona. And then we've got Mary Kennedy joining us a little bit later this hour, who is actually our staycation winner for the Flagstaff staycation. She took a Ford Edge off the Sanderson lot, ran up to Flagstaff, and she's going to visit with us about the good time she and her daughter had on that particular trip. So y'all stay tuned with us. We're going to be working hard the next 4 hours, working hard to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Back with Kenny Rowe of Sedona, Ken Rowe Art Galleries. Check it. While we're on break, go check it out. It's rowegallery.com. It'll give you an idea of what he does.